Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He has
he
the about the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the world, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
for the good of them that love the Lord. Called according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell them.
Come on, everybody, open up your mouth and shout right now. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because he is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. Right now, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for this day, oh God, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, use your heavenly tongues on today, church. Amen. Open up your mouth right now and praise him. He desires those who will worship him in spirit and in truth right now. My God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we come give you honor and praise and glory and all the admiration. Lord, we come exalting your name above all. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come surrendering our will over for your will, oh God. Oh Lord, we come confessing our sins on today, oh God, that we may be cleansed and washed new, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my God, we thank you, Father God. Move in a mighty way in the life of your children, oh God. May you heal in the midst, oh God. Let freedom come in the cut of the Lord. Receive your freedom on today, amen. The Bible says on the sun, they place you free, so you are free indeed. Come on in, come in, Lord God. We come casting out our cares and fears, oh God, upon you. For the Bible says he cares, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, he come in, Lord God, of our higher. My God, we come to the throne of the grace, boldly access to receive. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, all our cleansing, oh God, all the burden of your hands right now, oh God. For you are the Father, and we are the clay, oh God. Lord, if I you want us to be more, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we call on God to receive from you. Let's turn it in, Lord, turn it in here. My Lord, let's turn it in, Lord, turn it in here. My God, my God, oh my God. No one was told. My God, we thank you, Father God, that you will take your love and leave us no mistakes, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you give us a power and authority to speak to those things, oh God.
You got it right now. Without your deliverance, we're in the
you receive them, Christ. Lord, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for the hands upon your children. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, I will move every stone in my soul, bless them, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let go of my Sunday. Oh God, we bless your name right now.
And every time they rise up against the justice, God shall condemn. But this is our inheritance.
precious. And I rank through Christ Jesus. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We feel this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And love all things with hell. And with the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God is dwelling in us. Amen. It's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Hallelujah. So God be the glory. Come on, church, say shout right now. Wherever you are. Said before my word would come back for you, heaven and earth will disappear.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
Do you understand that statement? He said heaven and earth will disappear.
Amen.
We shall not be that.
Yes.
He's better than good.
Amen.
Good afternoon, church.
Amen. Good
welcome,
afternoon.
Everybody,
welcome.
To Sunday service.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Welcome. This is the day that God has made.
Yes, Lord.
And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because God is good. And he's more than worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, he woke you up this morning. And he started you on your way. He put a praise on the inside. The Psalms say that you can't keep to yourself. So we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. All the days of our life.
Jesus.
Welcome, everyone.
Lord, the Sunday
service.
Woo, come on.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord God, oh God, oh God.
So good.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he's been so good.
So good. Hallelujah.
And only have you been good to me.
My God.
He's been good to my family.
Amen.
But he didn't just stop right now.
Amen.
So when God shows up, he shows out.
Yes,
he ain't going to just touch one. He'll bless the whole land.
Amen.
That means that my neighbors are blessed.
Amen.
That means that the ones that are down the street are blessed as well.
Hallelujah.
We are blessed in the city.
Yes, we are.
And we are blessed in the field.
Amen.
We're blessed going out.
Yes, God.
We're blessed coming in.
Yes, Lord.
We are the listeners.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
God is good.
God is good.
Yes, Lord. That's what they face.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For all this.
Can you thank him today?
Yes.
Can you thank him? Hallelujah. Y'all welcome. We saw four men, my love. We ate early this morning.
Yes, Lord.
And our 10 o'clock service, you are. Oh, my goodness. Did we eat good?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that was good.
Ooh, that was good. Oh, amen. Amen. If you missed our 10 o'clock service, guess what? We got something for you for the 2 o'clock service.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just in a place of gratefulness.
Yes.
I'm in a place of just, you know, thanksgiving.
Amen.
Just thanking God for what he's already done, because I know there's greater to come after this life.
Amen.
I'm not talking about when I get a little more money.
Amen.
Or when I get a bigger house.
Amen.
Or when we get better. I'm out of this.
Right.
This walk of this life. I'm living that it's great for me. There's a place where my name is written. Today.
Yes.
Oh, what's the problem? It's already done.
In his name.
And I want you to know it's more than two today.
Yes,
it's more than just me and you, Pastor.
Right.
There are many that's on the line today.
Yes.
I see Brother Joel in the building.
Yes.
I see Brother Larry in the building. And I see Kathy, Sister Hudson in the building.
Amen.
And I see Sister Jackson in the building. And I see Sister Carter. Hallelujah. I'm trying to tell you that you ain't by yourself. The reason in the building.
Amen.
My God.
We are here.
You're here.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That's the reason for this meeting right now. To praise God.
Yes, Lord.
To glorify Him.
Yes, God.
To rejoice.
Amen.
Like I said, we spend right out here. We
jump. Yeah. We worship Him with praise. Amen. That's the reason why we're here. It's the reason why God is good. God is good.
Amen.
We just spoke on.
Amen. The just and the unjust.
That's right. The believer and the unbeliever.
That's right.
If you have a devil's hand, I say, you thank God for the one more time.
Uh-huh.
That He's giving you.
Yes.
Decide what you
want
to do.
Amen.
That's kind of God we serve.
Amen.
You know, when we have children and we're brought up to mother in this house,
uh-huh.
I run this house.
That's
so you going to do what I tell you to do.
Amen.
But see, God has given us our own free will to choose. What do you want to do?
Amen.
It's your choice. Welcome, I'm Pastor Tawani Kabani.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we are the pastors of the Gospel Public
Ministry.
We thank God for you. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to personally welcome you today. We want to pray for you and pray with you, my husband and I. So if you can press one right now, if it's your first time.
Amen.
Even if you need prayer right now, we want to do that as I'm led to pray for those that are needing prayer right now. You may be, you may have something that's going on that needs immediate prayer, urgent.
Amen.
Urgent prayer. The Bible says the prayers of the righteous avail it much. So we want to come together. Whatever it is, whatever the doctor said, I want you to know today that God is the healer.
Amen.
You know, the doctors, they treat, but God is a healer. But God has placed His anointed doctors in place.
That's right.
And using their hands.
Right.
But it is God that is healing. Amen.
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 The doctor may have diagnosed you, but God has the prognosis.
That's right.
And the prognosis is life, abundant life.
Amen.
So if that is you today, press one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We want to welcome all our guests today, even if you don't press one. We want to welcome you today, and we do see that there are new people on the line today, in service today, and we just thank God for you. We pray that God will continue to strengthen and bless you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Protect all that you have and all that you will have in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we come against every attack on your life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as God has called me and my husband, prophet and prophetess, his prophet and prophetess,
amen.
We speak blessings over you, and we decree and declare it shall be, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We uproot every seed that's implanted in your life to cause confusion, to hinder you, to cause sickness, disease, right now in the name of Jesus. We uproot it right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare there's no more a part of you, and we plant seeds of healing, we plant seeds of blessing and favor, we plant seeds of success right now, and we ask God in the name of Jesus Christ as we want it together with our faith. We ask you, Father God, that you give the increase right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plant seeds of patience that you may be patient and wait on the Lord our God to move mighty on your behalf. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of His name that you are free and that you are free indeed. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray.
Yeah.
To God be the glory.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If that's you, just open up your mouth right where you are and say, I receive it.
I receive it.
In the mighty name.
In the mighty name
of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
God is good.
We just allow the Holy Spirit to move in this place today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. At this time, everyone, we're going to have our scripture reading, and then are we having a song from Brother Joel today?
Yes.
Brother Joel.
Brother Joel Washington. I talked with him this morning, and he is on. He's ready, too.
And he's a minister of music.
That's right.
Flashed him out of New York, and put him right here in Houston every Sunday.
Amen.
And every Thursday, he's with us. Amen.
You know what?
Thank God for him.
Before we get started, I want to thank every single one that's visiting us.
Amen.
From New York City.
Yes, New Jersey.
From New Jersey.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Louisiana.
Louisiana, Brooklyn. Houston. You know, from the East Coast, from Virginia. Every single one. You know, you could have been anywhere.
Yeah.
You could have been anywhere. Would you find yourself right here in fellowship with us?
Amen.
And we thank God for you. And we need you guys just as much as you need us. Don't think this is just a one-way street. No, God told us never to forsake the assembly of yourself.
Amen.
So we thank y'all, and God bless you, and may God keep each and every one of you.
Yes.
Amen.
We'll have our scripture reading. I'll be bringing the scripture today, you all, from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1 through 8, giving our honor to God, which is the head of our life, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit that dwell and work in us. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1 through 8, for everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. It's a time for everything, everyone. I want you to understand this, amen. In the name of Jesus, I want you all to understand this. This is a King Solomon that is speaking here in the book of Ecclesiastes. Timing is important. All the experiences, you all, that are just listed in scripture are appropriate at certain times. The secret to peace with God is to discover, accept, and appreciate God's perfect timing. The danger is to doubt or resent God's timing. This can lead to despair, rebellion, or moving ahead without his advice. So when is there a time for hating? People are asking. That is a question. We should hate evil people, y'all, but we should hate what they do. We should also hate it when people are mistreated, when children are starving, and when God is being dishonored. You all, we must hate sins in our lives. This is God's attitude. I want you to understand it is a time for everything. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. God bless you all. This time we'll have a selection from our very own brother, Joel Washington. Welcome, brother Joel. Go ahead. Let God use you.
Well, good afternoon. I'm so glad to be with y'all again. I want you to know that God is good. I'm so blessed to be able to sing for my nephew and the whole world. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour, I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour, I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Shine on me, oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse still shine on me, oh, shine on me, oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse still shine on me. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down. My friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down. I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down. I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down. Oh, I feel better. So much better. Since I laid my burden down. I feel better. So much better. Since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
My Lord, my God. We thank you so much, Brother Joel. Uncle Joel, hallelujah. Oh, you bring back so many memories. See, you take us back to a place where we were in that place where we were expecting God to show up. See, you took me back to a place where I was hearing some of my aunts, my aunts and some of my uncles and even my grandfather. I hear some old voices, those that have already went on to be the glory. So we thank God for you, Uncle Joel. My Lord, my God.
Oh,
God bless you. God bless you so much.
Yes,
and may God keep you. You know, we have listeners that's all over everywhere. And I guarantee you that you done blessed some hearts right now.
Oh,
guarantee
yeah.
you.
Amen.
Thank God. Let the Holy Ghost use you like that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Since I laid my burden down. Have you laid your burden down today? If not, right now, right where you are, go ahead and lay your burdens
down.
Now
is the time.
Never to pick them up again. Amen.
Yes.
It says, since I laid my burdens down. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have our song selection here. And we'll be back with the message from our very own Pastor Dorsey Manning. Stay with us, everyone.
Yes.
Since I laid my burdens down. Amen.
There seems to be no Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We've come to the message part of our Sunday service. I am ready to receive. Amen. I hope you all are ready to receive from our pastor today. I present to you, you all, a man after God's own heart. He keeps his heart pure. He keeps his mind sharp. A man that is wise. A man willing to pray for you, to pray with me daily. A man that's imbibed with wisdom. A man who is smart with his money. A man with good work ethics. A man who works hard. He devotes himself to God. A man that never gives up. Amen. A man that bears the fruit of the Spirit. A man who is willing to be a spiritual leader. A man who keeps his word. I present to you all none other than God's prophet, our pastor, my handsome, loving, and faithful husband, Dorsey Manning.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I thank you so much, Pastor, my beautiful wife. I thank you so much. Most of all, I thank God. I thank God for being here this afternoon.
Amen.
Being with each and every one of you. I thank you for inviting me and Pastor Tawanika into your homes, inviting us into your fellowship right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to be able to see you in your word, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that
thank
you have already given us your promise that what you said is already have come to pass when we believe. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us your Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit that shows us all things, that it protects us against all things, and that it guides us through all things. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in our minds. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in our hearts. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your perfect word, your excellent word that comes out of our mouth in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Be our words, be our eyes, and be every single thought. Unclean thoughts and unclean spirit, we see you, and we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Any spirit of confusion, any spirit of deception, any hindering spirit, any angry spirit, any jealous spirit, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus, and we say be loosed from us right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we pray that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture for us not to add to it or take anything away from it, Father God. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, and all that do agree says amen, amen, and amen again.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles with you, I would like for you to go with me. I'd like for you to go with me. We'll start here in the book of Ephesians. And I'll be reading from the King James Version of Ephesians. And I'll also read a little bit from the New Living Translation of Ephesians, maybe a little bit from the Message Bible. So We'll just see how far this go, but go with me over to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. And what I want to talk with you this morning, what I want to give to you this morning is I come to serve the Lord. That's why I come. I come to serve the Lord. I want to show you something here in Ephesians chapter 4. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, and let's start right here at verse 11. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11, it reads here, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. Now, right here in Ephesians chapter 4, here it is, this is apostle. Apostle Paul, you know, he's writing this letter here, and he's telling what it is that God, you know, has already done, and what it is that God has already done for you. Now, I read this Ephesians chapter 4 and 11. I read that one first for a reason, because, like I said, I told you that I come to serve the Lord. And the reason why I come to serve the Lord is because it is God who called me.
Amen.
Now, every single body that has been called by God, you have been called into his glory. And when you have been called into his glory, God has shown you an enormous amount of grace. This grace that God has shown you and this grace that God has called you into is not just for you to be right here to say, God, you called me, and for you to sit down and not do nothing. Now, God called you out of the place where you were at and called you into the place where he's at. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's back up a little bit. Let's go here to Ephesians. Let's go right here to 1. I want to read this from the New Living Translation. I'm going to read this, Ephesians chapter 4, and we'll start with verse 1, and I'll be reading this out the New Living Translation. You can read along in any Bible that you have. You know, it's all saying the same thing. Maybe a little interpretation might be a little different. Well, verse 1, it says, therefore, I, a prisoner for the serving of the Lord, and this is Apostle Paul speaking here, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling. Hallelujah. for you have been called by God. Now, Apostle Paul is saying is that, hey, he has been called by God. He's saying, and you should live a life that's worthy of your calling. See, Apostle Paul definitely knew what he was called to do. He knew what he was called to do. So we too, as being followers of Christ, we too that have been called out of darkness, we too have been called into this glorious faith, should live a life worthy of your calling. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you have been called by God. Amen.
Amen.
Two says, always being humble and gentle. See, these are instructions. The word of God is already here to instruct you, to for you to do something. It's for you to do. See, it's not just enough for you to enter into the kingdom and not do anything, because instructions are right here. What he says is, always, not sometime, not most of the time, but it says, always be humble and gentle.
Mm-hmm.
Be patient with each other. Amen.
Amen.
Make an allowance for each other's faults because of your love for them. Now, I'm here to tell you that I come to serve the Lord. But see, I just can't come to serve the Lord in any kind of way. See, when we say that right there, you know, we can't use that I come to serve the Lord as a cliche. I come to serve the Lord. See, when you really realize that who you are, then you will realize that who it is that called you. So if you're going to serve the Lord, then that means that you have to serve God's people. And here it is, instructions are telling you what to serve God's people. You are to serve God's people love. You are to be humble. You are to be gentle. You ought to be patient that you will be able to do so, because it is God that's who is in you and operate in you in love. Now, anything that's operating in you that's outside of love is not of God. So if you say you're going to serve God, you cannot be serving God's children. You cannot be serving who God loves, anything outside of love. Because every single thing that you do and every single thing that you say and every single place that you go, it has to be in the eyes of being led by God, and it has to have love in it, because love ain't in it, that means God ain't in it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. There's always be humble and gentle and patient to one another, making allowances for one another's flaws because of love. Three says, making every effort to keep yourself united in spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. Here it is, some more instructions. Now, we serve a loving God. We serve a God of peace. Jesus told us this over here in John 14. He said, peace that I leave you, peace that I give you, that the world didn't give and the world can't take away. Now, the reason why he's telling us right here is peace, and because he told you to love one another, and this is how you love one another, stand in that place of peace. There's going to be times. There's going to be times to where you can come out of that place of peace and end up in all other kind of places. You can end up in anger. You can end up in strife. You can end up in lying. You can end up with all kind of things. But make an effort to stay in that place of peace, stay in that place of love and humble. See, it's something for us to do. It says making every effort because we are united in spirit. Now, there's a man, and there's a woman, and man and one man live in this world. Now, I'm not talking just about just one man and one woman. We see a lot of men, and we see a lot of women. But it is for us, those that have been called, to be patient and humble humble ourselves, and to be gentle with those that who are in Christ and those who are not in Christ. You know, every single time that you go into a place, you have already studied that word of God. You have already been communing with the Holy Spirit, but you will go into a place and it seems like that there is a battle that's going on. You just walk in there and then you get all kind of ill feelings. You get all bad looks. You get all these slurs and things that are said, and that could be because the person that's in there may not be operating in the Holy Spirit. They may not be operating in love. When love walks through the door, somebody that's operating in hate, there will be a fight amongst each other because you have something that I ain't got. I want you to receive what it is that I have, and you want me to receive what it is that you have, but something has to give. Hallelujah. I come to serve the Lord. And see, we are to serve one another in love and stay in that place of trying to be united with one another in love and in patience and doing that through peace. For says over here in the New Living Translation, for there is one body, one spirit, just as you have been called to one gracious hope for the future. Five.
Yes, Lord.
There is one Lord, hallelujah, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, hallelujah. See, there it is right there. One God and Father of all. That means that those that have already accepted their calling and those that have not accepted their calling, you still belong to God, hallelujah. You just may not be walking in your calling. I come to serve the Lord. And I'm come to serve you in love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Seven says, however, he has given each one of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ. Eight says, this is scripture that says, when he ascended to the high, he led a crowd of captives and gave gifts to his people. Now it says, notice that he said he ascended. This clearly means that Christ also descended to his own lowly world, to our lowly world. 10 says, and the same one who descended is the one who ascended higher than all of the heavens so that he might fulfill the entire universe with himself. See, Jesus Christ had came already to do something. What Jesus Christ came to do, he had already done it. That's what we was praying about this morning. He had come to fulfill every single prophecy that was already preached before he had even come. Every single thing that was said before, he had came to fulfill it. That you and I who are in sin, or who were sinners, who have not already received the Holy Spirit will have the opportunity to live in the Holy Spirit, to live in grace, to live in his love. And he did it not just for one, but for all and for all the universe, those believers and non-believers, even the ones that are wicked and the Antichrist. He died for you too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the whole universe. We are all called to be one. One body.
Yes,
the scripture is telling us that.
God.
And the reason why, because there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God for all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
11 says, now these are the gifts Christ have given to the church. He gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. So I'm here to ask you a question right now. Every single one that are in Christ, every single one that says that you are Christians, every single one that have accepted the calling, God is calling every single one, but have you accepted the calling? Now, the ones that have accepted the calling, which one of these places have God called you in? And if God has called you in this place, are you walking in that calling? Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah. This is for you. Are you walking in that calling?
Jesus.
I come to serve the Lord. Being a servant of God, it requires you, it requires me to do something, and that's to walk in this glorious faith that God has called us to do. You are one of these. God is calling you into one of these places. But you may have not already entered into that place of a matured mind. See, from birth, you were already destined to be in one of these places right here. You are destined to teach. You are destined to shepherd. You are destined to be an evangelist. You are destined to be an apostle. You are destined to be a prophet. But you have to have a relationship with God to know what it is that he's calling you to do, because you just might be blinded by self. You might be blinded by the world. You might be blinded by hate. You might be blinded by everything that calls you to not walk in that calling. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I come to serve the Lord. And I don't know what you come to do. But see, God has given us this gift. God has given each and every one of us a gift. Every single one are called. So what are you called to do? Amen. I want to show you something over here. Something over here in Ephesians chapter 5. And we'll come back over here to Ephesians chapter 4. I want to read this here from the New Living Translation. I want to read this here. Now, every single one that are called, what you are called to do is to be just like God. But the only way that you can be like God, God has to be in you. Now, Ephesians chapter 5, it says right here, imitate God. Therefore,
yes,
in everything that you do. That's what the New Living Translation says right here, to imitate God in everything that you do. Now, I don't know what your conversation sounds like, but I imagine if I was a fly on the wall, I imagine every single conversation is not of God. I imagine that the conversation that you have with one another could be these things that are fashioned to the world, be these things that are fashioned to yourself, be these things that are fashioned to your own gain. These old worldly things, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and then the pride of life. See, now, if you are fashioned to this place, is every single time that you call me, you want to talk about my brother, you want to talk about my sister, you want to talk about your co-workers, you want to talk about this, you want to talk about that. Are you imitating God? I'm talking about those that are in Christ. Are you imitating of God? Because if you're in that place, then you're not operating in your calling. Hallelujah. Be an imitator of God. I come to serve the Lord. I don't know what you come to do, but that's what I come to do. Now, God has called me to be his minister. Every single body that God called, he called you to preach his word. He called you to preach his word of the gospel of mercy, grace, and truth. That's what God called you to do. This is the New Testament. This is the new agreement. This is the new covenant that you are called in. Now, if you're not operating in that calling, then you might be in another calling. You might be under a different leadership. But God has called me to do something. God called me as prophet. And to get to show you something. See, I placed myself in a place not to exalt myself, but I want to hear from God every single day. And every single thing that I think about, I want to think about what it is that I'm thinking about, and I do it through what God said. Because when I do that placed me in that place of not following man, not following woman, not following these principalities and the powers of people that are before. I'll be following God because I put myself in that place. I want to hear from him. And I want to share with you a little bit of something that God had gave me this morning, right before I came on here. I was sitting here asking, okay, well, God, well, what it is that you would like for me to say? And here it is. This is what God told me, because God called me his prophet. I don't know what he called you. He said to me, you are full of concerns, but I have come that you may have peace. I have called you into this glory and have given you an abundance of my grace. Open up your eyes to live and breathe the word of God. Submerge yourself in my promise. I will give you exactly what to say in the time to those and who I want you to speak it to.
Amen.
I want you to search for me. He says, Psalms 3, 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. See, these were the instructions that God was giving to me. See, I found myself in that place to where I was trying to do it like I want to do it. See, I want to say something that I, like I want to say it. I'm going to let myself, you know, sound like this because this is what I already know, but I didn't get permission from God. God says to get yourself in that position of where you're looking for me. You look to me for your help.
Amen.
He said you're caring about a lot of things, my prophet, but the things that you're caring about, I already cared about them for you. Place all your cares in me because I'm the one that cares for you. In every single thing that you look at, in every single thing that you see, put it on me, and I'll give you every single thing that you need when the time comes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I have a great understanding of that. And each and every one of you have that same type of understanding. Every single body can hear from God, but are you receiving the transmission? Is it anything that is blocking your mind? Is it anything that is blocking your eyes, that is blocking your ears, and it's blocking your heart that keeping you from hearing from God? Now, you have crisis on the inside of you. That means that you operate. That means that you operate in one of these calling. Means that you have a gift. That means that you have a relationship with God. And because you have a relationship with God, you should be able to hear him. You should be able to understand him. And you sure enough shall be in that place where you're following him, where he's trying to lead you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
In every single thing that you think about. Now, I'm going to continue to finish. I'm going to finish this here. This is what the Spirit of God was saying to me. In all of your thoughts and all of the desires of your heart, I would direct you in the path. He says, to know me is to know what I said, to believe it, and to be transformed. See, when you are putting your, when you put yourself in that place, when you know what God says, then you know what you have come to do. See, I come to serve the Lord. But see, you can't come to serve the Lord if you don't know what he said. See, every single thing that God said, it already been said in his word. Now, how he said to you, I don't know how he said to you, but every single thing that God said to you, you can find it in his word. So you should serve the Lord. This is how God speaks to me. This is the type of relationship. And I encourage every single one of you to have that intimate relationship with God, to commune with the Holy Spirit daily. Every single thing that you think about, every single thing that you do, put God in it. Because if you put God in it, then you know it's going to turn out to be good. See, anything that God is involved in, it is good. But anything that God is not involved in is for self. And the self, the person that is a self, can make all different types of mistakes. You might say the wrong thing. You might do the wrong thing. You might go in the wrong place. Imitate God. And the way you imitate God is through the eyes of Christ Jesus. See, we ought to be reading the word of God daily. Every single day you should be reading the word of God. Are you hungry for the word of God? Do you want to be instructed? Do you want to be led? Do you want to know what thus saith the Lord? Then you need to read the word of God. You need to hear the word of God. And therefore you can be in position to do the word of God.
Wow.
I come to serve the Lord. What have you come to do? See, the desires of a man and the desire of a woman can sometimes be in that place where you want to try to prove to others, how good that you are. See, that's a desire. You want to prove to others that they should be friends with, they should follow you because what it is that you know. That's the desires of a man and the desires of a woman. You can get in that place. You can get in that place. And here it is that you're operating just like the worldly people. You're operating just like the Bible describes over in Ephesians chapter 6. You're operating in this place of principality. You're operating in this place of power. Let me show you this here in Scripture. So every single thing that you say, you should be able to back this up in Scripture. Ephesians chapter 6. Go with me here, and I'll be reading this from the King James Version. Ephesians chapter 6, and we'll start right here at verses 10. It says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah.
Yes.
How can you be strong in the Lord and the power of his might if you have not read the word of God, you have not believed the word of God, you're not saying the word of God, you have not put on the word of God? So how can you be strong in his might? How can you do that? The only way you can do that, you have to be in the Word of God. 11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand the wild, against the wiles of the devil. See, the wiles come out the tricks of the devil. So you have to put on the whole armor of God. See, that armor of God is the Word of God, the written Word of God. I'm talking about of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about of mercy, grace, and truth. When you put on the Word of God, so you are covered by the precious blood of the Lamb. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. See, when you put on Jesus Christ every single day of your life, see, now you are protected when you go out here in the streets, when you go underneath the highways and the byways, when you go in the grocery store, when you call your mother, or when you call your father, or when you call your sister or your brother or your friend. See, they may not have been put on the whole armor of God. They may be operating in another spirit, but because you have put your eyes where God told you to put your eyes, and that's on Jesus Christ, see, now you are wearing the whole armor of God. See, because Satan has a way, and he want to try to trick you. That's the wiles of the devil. The devil, he want to trick you into a place of not trusting God. That means he want to trick you into a place of thinking about some other word, or hearing some other word, or doing some other word, or doing something else that's outside of the will of God for your life. 12 says here, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickednesses that are in high places. Do we understand that Satan has his demonic force that is in this world? Don't you know that Satan's plan to have this demonic force is enter on the inside of a man's mind or the inside of a woman's mind, something that they have seen on the news, something that was transferred, you know, from your conversation? This is that principality and this power. I'm talking about this philosophy of the world. I'm talking about, you know, this old bad news that you look at early in the morning when you get up. So you're hearing the word that comes from the world, and you're not putting yourself in the place that's hearing the word that comes from God. See, God have already given this word. So how can you say that you are a Christian and you're following God, but you're listening to every single thing and you're following how the world say? So you're not following the world. You are falling for the trick. I come to serve the Lord. But I can't serve God. I can't serve man what it is I'm supposed to when I'm serving the world. Hallelujah. These principalities and these powers, these rulers of darkness and these rulers of wickedness. Don't serve them. Serve God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Serve God. I come to serve the Lord. Who you come to serve?
Amen.
My Lord, my God. There is things for us to do. And so for us to do, like Ephesians chapter 5 and 1, it says to imitate God. There is something for us to do, like Ephesians 4 tells us over here, to love like God have told you to love. To be patient like God has told you to be patient. There is something for you to do. Now don't be in that place of being ashamed of what God has told you already. See, if you end up in that place of being ashamed of what God has told you already, you are putting off God and you are putting on some other spirit. Go with me over here to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, I want you to go to chapter 2 and verse 15. Mm-hmm. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15 says, study to show thyself approved unto who? Unto God. Hallelujah. A workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Do you know the truth? And if the truth be in you, that's what you shall be telling everybody, the truth. I shouldn't tell you something else that's outside of God. I should be telling you what the truth is. And the truth is that Jesus Christ have already overcame the whole world. Jesus Christ have already died for every single sin of every single man and every single woman.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus Christ have already went to hell for each and every one of you. Jesus Christ, he came from hell. He was raised from hell by the precious blood of the Lamb. I'm talking about he was raised from hell by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit raised him from the dead, and from there he ascended into heaven. And the same time that he ascended, the Holy Spirit, it descended. Hallelujah. That's what you should be telling every single body that you meet. Your conversation should be right there. Because if your conversation is right there, then now you are operating in love. You are operating in your calling, you apostles. You are operating in your calling, your prophet and your prophetess, your pastors, your evangelists, your teachers. You are operating in your calling because that's what God have called you to do in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so good to us. Father, you were so good to us because you gave your life for us. And every single day, we'll stay in that place of trusting you and trusting you only, of serving you and serving you only. We hear your voice, and we do not listen to the voice of a stranger. We'll stay in that place of peace. We'll stay in that place of love. We'll stay in that place of humbleness. We'll stay in that place of humility. And we shall study your word, Father God, to show ourselves approved unto you. We are that workmen that need not to be ashamed. And we will rightly divide what you have already said, that we can give it to one another, that they may experience you just as we have already experienced you ourselves. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus. We plead your precious blood, because your precious blood, this is our atonement. Your precious blood, Christ Jesus, this is what sanctifies us. This is what redeemed us. This is what saves us from sin and death, from destruction.
Thank you.
And we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to serve the Lord. May God bless you. And may God keep you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. There might be one. There might be one that is ready to walk in his glorious faith, that's ready to walk in their calling. There might be one that realize that they are a sinner. They realize they are living the way that these rulers of darkness, these principalities and power, have fashioned them to live. But you put that off today, there might be one. Let Pastor Tawanita and I, let us pray with you. We'll help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. The most important thing that you will ever do in your life is receive Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. Today, will you come today? Will you come today while you still have time? Everybody didn't wake up this morning, and they may have not have received Jesus Christ into their life, and they woke up and it was hot. Hallelujah. Don't let that be you. Hallelujah. Why you still have time? Will you give it all over to Jesus?
Right now.
Will you turn from your ways and turn into the path of righteousness? Come. Come. A simple prayer, we will pray with you. There might be one that have already received Jesus Christ until they, you have already prayed that prayer of salvation. You have already received him, but your mind have not changed. You received God, but you went back to thinking like you used to think and doing the things that you used to do. And now you feel ashamed, and now you feel condemned. You have not placed yourself in the word of God. Let us pray with you. Let us pray for you. We're here to help you through servanthood. We're here to help you like God has shown Pastor now how to help you, and that's through love. Will you come today? Just press one. Will you come today? There may be one that has something that's more than they can bear. For the Bible tells us the strong shall bear the infirmities of the weak. The Bible also tells us over here in James chapter 5 that those who are sick, let them come to the elders and let us pray for you. In the name of Jesus, will you come? Will you put it all on God? Will you take it out of your hand and put it in God's hand? God cares for you. Will you come today? Hallelujah. There might be one that's looking for a church home. Hallelujah. You may be out of fellowship. You have all the desires. You have every single thing that God have equipped you for. But you found yourself in a place where you still feel like that you're thirsty. That you're not eating like you're supposed to. You're not getting food. Pastor Tawalika and I, we would love to be your pastors. Hallelujah. See, God have put us in a place to lead you to him, not lead you to us, not lead you to the gospel public ministry, but lead you to Christ Jesus. That's what he has called us to do. We would love to be your pastor. We're just going to love on you. We're going to love on you with a supernatural love. Will you come today? Will you press one today? Join us. We'll help you to see what you're called to do, who you're called to be that you might not be able to see right now.
Amen.
Will you come today? In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Will you pray for us, Pastor?
While you still have time.
Whatever
you want to do, amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 39. While you still have time, the Bible says, then one of the criminals who were hung blasphemed him, saying, if you are the Christ, save yourself and us. But the other answered and rebuked him, saying, do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. You all want you to understand why you have time. As this man was about to die, he turned to Christ for forgiveness, and Christ accepted him.
Amen.
You all, while you have time.
Yes.
I want you to understand, this shows that our works don't save us. Our faith in Christ does. It is never too late to turn to God.
Amen.
While you have time to turn to them, let this be the day. Amen. While you have time today, press one if that be you today. Press one right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We have one. Area code 347, last four digits of your number, 5671. Welcome.
My name is Lisa Moore.
Lisa Moore, welcome.
My name is Lisa Moore, and I'm going through some health problems right now, and I just ask everyone to pray for me that I'll get better. And bless my friends and take care of her.
Yes, Lisa Moore. And what is your friend name?
Vanja Brunson.
What's the name? I'm sorry. Did you hear, Pastor?
Vanja,
I didn't catch the name.
My name is Lisa Moore.
Yes, ma'am. I have her name. I'm just having a hard time catching the other name. Pastor, did you catch the name?
Vanja Brunson. Vanja, V-A-N-G-E-R.
Vanja, okay.
Okay, Vanja.
Vanja Brunson. Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God, for the life, health, and strength of your daughters right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we know you to be a healer right now. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you release your healing balm right now into the life of your daughter, oh God, and heal them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare your healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ as well as your friend. Father God, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power in his name, we speak to every mountain right now of sickness and information, affliction, or whatever kind, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we command you to be removed right now and cast into the sea in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare right now over you that you're healed, delivered, and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, as we come touching and agreeing with our sister on today, Lord God, Lord, we ask that you bless her bread, that you would bless the bread and water that she take her.
Amen.
And take sickness away from her life, oh God. Lord, bless her food and protect her from illnesses, oh God. Lord, we ask that you bless her eyes and her ears, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let the body that you created and given her, oh God, be blessed, for she is fearfully and wonderfully made by you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, bless her circulatory system, her nervous system, her endocrine system, her muscular system, skeletal system, oh God. Oh Lord, speak to the blood on today, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, because we know that life in the flesh is in the blood. We speak to the blood and command to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, Lord, let her be blessed, oh God. Lord, bless her with strength, oh God. Let her not be feeble. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, bless every organ, oh God, in her body. Let every part of her body function the way that you intended her body to function, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, let her heart be with the rhythm of life,
hallelujah,
oh God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom. Lord, our peace, her health, and our prosperity. Lord, you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us. Oh, Lord, heal right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we trust you. Lord, we need you. Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom. Let your presence give life and health unto your daughters. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray and ask in Jesus' name by faith today. Lord, bless her with long life and show her your salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let your glory be upon her. Constant in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, make your face to shine upon your daughters, for they are your servants, oh God. Lord, we ask that you bless her because you are her strength. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, bless her flesh, oh God. Let her be fresher than a child, oh God. Let her return to the days of her youth, oh God. Lord, we pray for restoration of all things, new in the life of your daughter. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord,
in the name
my God. Lord, let her eyes not become dear, or her nostrils ever diminish. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let her fear, oh God, be the help to her nerves and sinews, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, for she comes to receive. Let her receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, withhold nothing, oh God, from your daughters. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let your
faith
and help touch your life, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to every medication that you may be taking right now. I command it to do the work that it's intended to do and nothing else. I come against every adverse side effect or side effects of any kind. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let our health spring forward speedily right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, restore health into her right now and heal every wound right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bring healing and cure, God, to every area of the life of your daughter, Lord, and give her the abundance of peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let her prosper and be in health, even as her soul prospers. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let her soul, mind, will, emotions be healed through your mercy, oh God.
Amen.
Have mercy on your daughters this day, in this very hour, oh God. Even as we come touching and agreeing and praying right now, let it take place, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, heal every breach in the life, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, send your word and deliver your
thank
daughter,
you,
oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, deliver,
thank
oh God, from all
Jesus
destruction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we just want to say thank you that you heard our prayers today.
Thank you,
Lord. Prayers, oh God, concerning your daughter, Lisa Moore, and her friend. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you, and we declare the crown victory over you right now in every situation concerning you and all that you're concerned about. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for the testimony that's being birthed right now, even on this land today, as we come trusting and believing. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you increase our faith right now to receive the miracles of healing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that your God that is able, that you are a healer, oh God, that you are our deliverer. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
My God, we thank you, Jesus. Everybody that's on the line, come on now, come into agreement with us on today. As we lift up our sister Lisa Moore right now, y'all come on now, open up your mouth
right
and shout glory, hallelujah. Come in and touch and agree right now. We decree and declare together on today with our combined faith that you're healed, delivered, and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ, and your friend as well as
in the name of Jesus Christ.
My Lord, my God, we thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Open up your And receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm staying in that place of believing and receiving right now because God is, and God is willing and able to do it for you right now, right where you are. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. Amen. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless your name, Father. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God bless you. Sister Moore, God bless you. God bless you. Stay in that place of just believing God to do it with no doubt.
Amen.
And you speak over yourself, I am healed, I am delivered, and just trust God in it. Amen. God bless you. It's for you. For you. God bless you. We thank God for you. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just trust God for the miracles on today, everyone. Just trust him and stay in that place and watch God work. Amen. Amen. God bless everyone. At this time, we'll have our tithes and offering. If you have those available on today, go ahead. You can lift them up as we pray over them today. You can send you can send those over to Cash App if you have Cash App to Pastor Chantel, Pastor Chantel, S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L, Pastor spelled out, capital P-A-S-T-O-R, Chantel, S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L, or Zelle, 346-719-3349. And if you need another way to send those over, you can give us a call at
346-719-3349.
Amen. If you have your tithes, we're going to pray over those tithes today. Amen. Glory to God. And even if you don't right now, we're going to pray that God, we're going to pray money into your hands so that you're able to sow into the kingdom. God, restore your stewardship on today. Amen. That you'll be able to sow and reap a great harvest and understanding God don't need your money. God just needs to believe and have faith and that you would give, knowing that God is your provider. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Father God, that you're already moving concerning your children, oh God, that because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and we just want to say thank you for providing everything we need, amen, that you sent your son to save us. So it's already done. So even if you don't do nothing else, we thank you for what you've already done. Dear Jesus, we ask right now, hallelujah, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings today and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us, oh God, to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. And we come today to do just that.
Amen.
And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Glory to God. According to Acts 20:35, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And we do that on today. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for everyone that's here at this time. We're going to have our announcements, and I'll be bringing those announcements today, Sunday, March 21st. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Our announcements are as follows. On Monday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. If you'd like to join us, please do so. We invite you to join us for intercessory prayers at 9 p.m. on Monday. The number to call, our prayer line is 732-434-2510. Amen. On Wednesday nights, we have our Bible study. Join us. We're still preaching and we're still teaching. I'm sorry. The lesson that's going forth is Deliverance and Spiritual Warfare at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here at our number 845-277-9213, which is our church line. Thursday is our midweek service, you all, here at the same number. And on Saturdays at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, 12 afternoon, 30 minutes, we have our lead lessons that are going forward, you all.
by the Holy Spirit. We're teaching right now, understanding the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that's at 12 noon Central Standard Time here at 845-277-9213. And then Sundays we have our two services at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. And then we have a special The Shout, which runs Monday through Thursday. Join us if you have an opportunity at 12 noon, from 12 to 12:30. We're here. I'm the host of The Shout. So join us to be empowered and uplifted by the Holy Spirit and His led. Amen, you all. And I just want to wish everyone every March birthday, baby. Happy birthday to my cousins, Brenda, Gail, Carter. God bless you. God keep you. Happy birthday, y'all. Happy blessed birthday to my Aunt Bernestine. Happy birthday. She's turning 90, I believe, on the 23rd. And then my other aunt, Classy, she'll be turning, I think, 88 or 89. And so I just thank God for my family. So many birthdays in the month of March. Happy birthday, everyone. May God bless you with abundant life, even more life. May you be blessed abundantly. Beyond and beyond your greatest expectations. Amen. Get a little tongue twisted right here. And I think that's all we have. If you're in Houston or surrounding areas, if you want to travel in, Pastor Dorsey Manning and I, we are starring in a play that is written by me. I'm a playwright and comedian. And so that play is running next weekend of 27 and 28, March 27th and 28th at 7 p.m. on Saturday, 5 p.m. on Sunday. You can get your tickets. Give us a call. Come out and enjoy. The name of the play is called I Can't Stand My Family Members. Pastor Dorsey Manning will be playing two or three different people. Well, two and one, and one by itself, and then I'll be in the show as well. So we're looking forward to bringing laughter and joy. Just having a really good time. We're going to have a good time. So if you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. If you're close in and you can drive in, come on in and enjoy the show. We're looking forward to it ourselves. It's been over a year since I've been in the theater, so I'm excited. The only reason why I haven't been in the theater is because of the pandemic, but we're going back into the theater. Amen. So God bless everyone. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our pastor's blessing, and then Pastor Manning will be bringing our benediction. Amen. Father God, we thank you. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, you all, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Yeah. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and we bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in work, and it's all in Jesus' name. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. I pray that every single one was able to receive a little something out of that. I know I did. And I thank God for you. I encourage every single one today, everyone to hear the sound of my voice, to do something after we leave here. And that's sow a do-good seed into somebody else's life. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And all that do agree says, amen, amen, and amen again. We love you.
Amen.
And ain't nothing
we love
that you,
you
can do about it. Amen.
Amen. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to reach.
me.
One time,
that's all I really need, ya.
One time,
I can't wait till I see ya.
One time,
one. You gave me my gift, gon' have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
That.
King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Get there.